I'm Larissa Hota. I'm a head coach for Touche Fencing Club and the GB Fencing Squad. I'm also a performance coach there.
Right, so I'm going to have a go at wheelchair fencing. I'm obviously not in the right kit.
Okay.
Because fencing is all about the gear, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Must be safety first. That's the paramount importance.
Is it going to hurt?
No.
Okay.
A look of horror.
Yeah,
on your
that was
face
a bit.
There.
That was a no. It wasn't a no, no, no. Of course not, Gail.
No, of course not.
Right.
No, with the correct safety equipment and the correct techniques, no, it doesn't hurt.
Okay. I'm gonna get rest for success. Shaping me up for the
big time, baby. Get rest for success. Okay, first things first, we need chest protection.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is absolutely essential.
Believe me, they're non-existent now. I don't think they need protecting much.
You do not want to get hit. You don't want to get hit in the chest, trust me.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll put that on first.
I don't have to give my size, do I? No, on radio.
We'll just try one and go from there.
It's like my old maternity bras.
As long as it fits around the chest and it's comfortable here.
Yeah.
Not so much cup side, more chest size.
More chest size.
Okay, this is an underplastron. This goes on your sword arm only, and it gives you extra protection on the front of the chest and halfway down your sword arm. Okay. So if you're right-handed, right side.
Okay. I might take this home with me.
Right, jacket is next. Okay. So what normal dress size would you be?
12.
Okay.
10 on a good day, 12 on a fat day.
These are designed for ultimate protection. So the ones that we have are double layer, double lined. This one, a standard kit would be 350 newtons performance level. You always look for that. That means it's going to take 350 newtons to actually pierce. When you're in competition, that goes up to 600, that goes up to nearly double. We've got your jacket, we've got your plastron. We now need a mask and a glove.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so the mask. It feels fairly heavy, but it has to be substantial because obviously you do not want a sharp, pokey stick through the face. So it's a nice metal grill over the front.
And yep. There's no way.
Absolutely no way.
That.
Absolutely no way. Okay. Impossible. And then it has a very, very double triple layered bib to stop anything coming through at throat level. Okay, so when you put it on, you're going to go on the top of your head, slide it down, get your chin right inside.
Right, I'm going in.
Okay, over the top, pull down, right inside.
Ooh, I think it's a bit small. Oh no, I'm in.
You're in.
I don't know if it's small or not.
Okay.
Could you have a helmet?
Mask.
Mask, even. Mask, sorry. Could you draw a face on it, like a really scary face? Do you know what I mean? Like to put your opponents off?
We have had Darth Vader. I have seen them. Not with Darth Vader, but I have seen them with eyes on.
Yeah.
But international competition, you're not allowed to have.
Right.
Glove. Glove is next. So again, this is for protection over your fingers and your wrist. We have lots of different sizes. Basically, you find the best fit size. This is an 8. This one might fit. This is an 8. Try that one.
Yep, that's probably a bit too big still.
No, that's fine.
Oh, that's fine.
That's
okay.
Fine. Okay, and that will do it there. Okay, so protective equipment, you're sorted.